It is late summer in the year 1091 of the Third Age. Ziv, you and Heltrone have planned to sneak your way into the borders of Lathansis by disguising yourselves as elves in order to exit the port town and make your way to the Adeline Forest on the southern coast of the main island. Before the ship docks, the captain of the ship has given you notice that he will return in 1 week's time and anchor away off the coast near the forest's edge. Elves of Lathansis are a peaceful people, but they are afraid of the corrupt nature of everyone else in Aces, so you can expect hostilities in terms of sneaking your way in. If caught, the punishment is death. In order to make your way through the port town of Thelrin, we will do a skill challenge. You will need 4 successes to successfully exit. You will fail the skill challenge on 3 failures. The DC for round 1 of this skill challenge is 12. Heltrone is not part of the skill challenge, but follows your every move.
I guess while we're just getting ready to head off, I'm looking over Heltrone's makeup and like his disguise and stuff. And while I'm looking over him, wow, Heltrone, if this wasn't me doing this, I would honestly be a little offended. Okay, do you feel okay? Does this feel like, do you think your wig's gonna fall off?
No, I think I'm good. He like takes the wig and kind of shakes it on his head a little bit to resituate it. I think it's good. I think this will work fine.
Okay.
The ears are poking out the hair, right? So they show that I have pointy ears?
Yeah, it looks good. Well, this theater actually had some pretty good stuff. So just, you know, don't really talk to people. And, you know, if you have to, just kind of act like you know everything.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't know Elvin, so I hope no one talks to me directly, you know?
Ooh, I'll just say that you got a vow of silence going because you're grieving or something.
That works. So the ship docks onto some very well-constructed wooden piers. You two have already donned your disguises, which for you I think was just kind of making your face a little paler or tanner or something like that.
Yeah, because I think my skin's really pale. My hair's really, like, it's white. My eyes are blue.
Okay. And so it's your turn. What would you like to do to successfully get yourself into the city?
So while we're going, I'd like to do a perception for like guards that are patrolling around, just to know, like, maybe I can make some wide berths around them just to avoid any kind of problem areas.
All right, give me a perception check. DC is 12.
Oh, 12 on the dice, 15.
All right. So narrate your way into the city.
I think we're going along, and the odd time, there'll be guards that are, especially in this port area, they're making sure that no one's trying to go too far into this town or city. And we're just kind of sneaking through the crowd, because there's a lot of people here at this time just unloading stuff, and maybe they're all like haggling or talking about different things they need to bring in, and we're just kind of weaving our way through these crowds.
You have successfully made your way into the center of town. And as you've made your way into the center of town, moving through the streets, Heltrone trips basically on his own feet and falls to his hands and knees. His ears he was wearing fall to the ground. It's now your turn. The DC has increased to 13.
Okay, one second. I'm just looking at what prestidigitation does. Okay, so I can create a non-magical trinket or illusionary image that could fit in my hand, but it doesn't have to be in my hand, right?
I watched a video about prestidigitation, and the way that some people take that wording is it has to be able to fit in your hand, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in your hand.
I think I know what I'm going to do. It says I can make a shower of sparks. So I think, like, as we're coming into this more central area, there's a couple of stalls that are set up just for, you know, there's a lot of people that are coming in, so they're trying to snag some quick sales on people who maybe have little money and they're just getting off the boat. And when Heltrone fails, I look at one of the areas where a guy has a lot of that really cheesy sort of like the garbage that they try to sell tourists and stuff, and he's like, oh, look at my stuff here.
Okay.
And I just have like a shower of sparks come from one of the items that he has.
Okay.
Just to like attract people's attention.
Okay, so yeah, everyone, or give me a spell attack for this.
Sure. I got a 19.
Perfect. So yeah, this shower of sparks kind of just starts erupting from one of these little trinkets, and everyone turns their face towards it. What do you do from there?
Just quickly trying to get Heltrone up. How were those ears put on him? I guess like glue or something, so they're not going to stick.
Yeah, we'll say that there was probably some adhesive of some sort that went behind his ears to hold him in place.
Okay, so that's probably done then. I'm just going to like pick him up, put his hood up, and just be marching with him, and I'll have my hood down so that, like, it's very clear that I'm an elf.
Okay, the ears are still on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you pick up the ears and pick him up and put his hood over his head and then undo your hood so that you're showing your true elvenness. Elven.
Yeah.
Elven hood. Elven.
Elven lineage.
Elven lineage. So you are getting close to the exit of the town, and the road that you're on leads to a gate in the wall. Two elven guards stand on either side of the gate looking straight forward. This appears to be as far as visitors of Lethansis are allowed.
All right, so Ziv is, like, in his head, he is freaking out. And he's like, oh, no, of course there'd be guards. Why wouldn't there be guards? But as a result, he's kind of one of those guys when he panics, his attitude really changes. So he's going to just do, like, an intimidation to just look like, don't fucking talk to me while he's walking through these guards.
Okay. Give me an intimidation check. The DC has increased to 14.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I rolled a 1.
All right. All right. So that's your first failure here. So you make your way towards the gate looking as intimidating as possible. And you look so intimidating that they actually see you as a threat. And so the two guards step in front of you as you're walking towards the tunnel through the wall. And they say, is there a problem? And give me, and this is where you can take another skill check if you'd like.
Oh, no. Yeah, so they ask, is there a problem? And he, like, there is some sweat going on the side of his face, like that gif. He's sweating way too much. And he's looking around and he sees, so I guess it's like a gate, like a little bit of a wall that's stopping people from going forward.
Yeah, basically the way I picture it, though I haven't drawn the city of Thelrin. There is basically a semicircle wall throughout the city. And in the center of it on the coast is where all the docks are. So this wall keeps all the visitors from going too far into the city.
Oh, why didn't I put points into things like deception? Okay, I'm going to use my survival to, and hear me out on this. I'm going to make a bullshit statement about, like, things we encountered on the ocean that we didn't actually encounter, but, like, it set me off in a bad mood. But it would be believable. That's what I'm going to try to aim for.
Okay, so give me a survival check. I guess we'll go with this. You're on your own, so I'm giving you a handicap.
Okay, I got 15.
All right, you succeed. I guess talk it out.
Sorry, I'm so annoyed. We had a number of these squalls that we had to go through. Sorry, it just has me set in a bad mood. It's going to take us back some money because we lost a lot of supplies over the edge.
Okay, I mean, it just kind of looked like you had purpose for something. I didn't like it, but I guess move on through.
Yeah, sorry about that.
To make your way through the tunnel and kind of secure this belief that you just gave them, give me another skill check of some sort to back up what you're saying.
Ooh, I know. I'm going to use, like, while I'm walking, so they're kind of, like, just looking at my back, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Fog Cloud, like, a little bit. It says, like, it has a distance of 120 feet, so I'll make it, like, far behind me.
Okay.
And, like, this fog starts rolling in, so, like, it just looks like the weather is super weird.
Okay, yeah, I like it. Give me a spell attack.
Oh, no. So worried. Oh, thank God. I got 20.
Nice. All right. That's your fourth success, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. You hear them kind of mumble to each other like, yeah, I guess there is some sort of weird weather going on out on the coast. And you make your way out of the tunnel and into the outer skirts of the city and then out of the city itself. You have successfully made your way out of Thelrin.
And you could just hear Ziv's heart audibly just going while we're walking away.
This recap ends at 1724.
Last time on 4-4. The five of you have just entered Wavebreak, the 98th prison on the Rod. Climbing down the ladder, it is very dark.
I'm going to cast light on my feet.
The ladder ends on a patched metal floor. The walls and the ceiling are also made of patched metal. As you look around the room, there are four doors on the north, south, east, and west points. On the other side of the centered wall where you climb down from, there's another ladder on the wall, but goes up to a closed ceiling and down to a closed hatch. On the hatch, there is a like lever-styled handle, and when you try to move it, it doesn't budge at all.
I also would like to cast Detect Magic really
quick. All right, you cast Detect Magic, and yes, the hatch is magical.
Well, it seems to be magically locked.
Well, I'm going to walk over to one of the doors.
All right. When you open the door to this room, the stagnant air fills your senses from that room, but it's not just as an aroma. This stagnant air seems to kind of shift the pressure of the area, like the available oxygen might be going down as it spreads out across the room.
Well, I don't see anything in here.
I would like to investigate.
Okay. Give me an investigation check.
Just the cell block in general.
All right.
17.
You don't find anything out of the ordinary.
Walk in and take a look around.
All right. So you walk in and start taking a look around.
17.
You do find something kind of poking out beneath a damp, flattened pillow. And it's a pendant.
Ooh, Felomir, look what I found.
Oh, well, this is interesting. I don't know what it's doing here, but it seems to bind a weapon to someone.
Huh.
That way you can summon the weapon.
Interesting.
Guys, we're here looking for a person, correct?
I believe so.
Yes.
Don't you think that if we just appeared, they would say, hey, you found me, oh God?
Well, right now we're trying to figure out a way to get down to the lower level.
When you open the door, a potent stench erupts from the room. This horrid aroma lingers long enough for you to possibly feel nauseous.
Herp.
Everyone give me constitution saves.
14.
12.
5.
14.
8.
Dorth and Finch, you are now vomiting.
Ah, who farted? Oh my God.
While you are dealing with this stench, the two of you, you are considered poisoned.
Oh, God.
And after the door opens, you all lose your breath momentarily. The air is getting thinner and the area warmer. Give me a constitution saving throw again.
24.
18.
3.
21.
13.
Dorth, you're the only one that fails. And what that means is now you lose one of your highest hit die or take a level of exhaustion.
Exhaustion is a bitch.
Exhaustion is a bitch.
No, we're not doing exhaustion.
No! Guys, close that door.
Hold on, we gotta see what's
close
inside.
Close the door. This is bad.
Just hold on.
Hey, go to the other side to do that.
I'm not feeling too well either.
Hold on. Oh my God.
You're gonna make me throw up.
Yeah, I get really nauseous.
Lurking out of the cell blocks on both the left and the right side, you see bulbous, bloated humanoids step out into the hallway. These three rotting zombies get surprise attacks on you, Keth. After that, we're going to do initiatives.
Yeah, I'm just going to cast.
Say your flame.
Yeah.
All right. One. Dexterity save for him. 8. So you succeed on this attack.
Sweet. 11 damage.
That puts him down below 0 again. He can't save against radiant or critical hits. So he's dead. He burns up into radiant energy. That's the end of combat.
Go ahead and as I say, like, yeah, no, I got it.
Okay, so you're opening it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you open up the door. And Felomir, as the door is open, something triggers for you. And it's something I like to do with your detect magic. When the door is open, you feel this, like, strong magic about the room. And you feel the need to tell everyone.
Oh, God. Oh, guys. Whoa.
What?
There's something magic in there.
And as you say that, and anybody that has a response in their head surface thought-wise, you say it.
Although, do you think it's an orb? What do you mean
it's
magic?
Another necklace.
Why are we still standing
here? Do you know the
here?
Color of the magic?
I really like magic. I want to know what it is.
I mean, is it the kind of magic that I shouldn't go in
so
there
so
for?
Uncomfortable
no,
right now.
So loud.
I'm
Everybody
really
shut
thinking
up,
the,
shut
I'm
going to
go
up,
in
shut
there.
Up.
Is it
more zombies?
The door, but it still
okay.
stinks in here.
All right, here. I'm going in there.
Felomir, give me an Arcana check, I guess.
Critical.
He's so smart. I just like how he always knows what the magic stuff
is. He thinks
goes.
He knows everything.
Whoa, why
yeah,
I mean, that
maybe if you let me hold it, I could figure it out too.
It's a very strong zone of truth.
Oh my God.
We need to close that door.
Are you sure? How do you know?
I'm going to close the door, I say, and then go close the door.
As you close the door, y'all no longer feel the need to say your surface thoughts.
Oh, he's closing the... I didn't like that.
I believe it was a zone of truth. All right, well, I think this will open the hatch here. Everyone ready?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Probably prepare for something.
Smell can't get any worse.
Well, I mean, I'm getting a little lightheaded.
And it glows visibly green for everyone, and you see that the coin melds into the metal of the hatch. And you go to pull on the handle, and it does unlock this time with ease.
I'll start to lift it.
All right, you lift it up, and you see a chute going down with a ladder.
I'll go first.
I'll open it slowly.
All right.
Hopefully.
All right, so you open up the door, and you look inside from this room, and it appears to be empty. But, Kath, I need a charisma saving throw.
Oh, God. 19.
You feel calm and at ease.
I kind of like this room.
Well, what's in there?
I mean, I don't see anything. I just feel at ease here.
It feels nice in there?
Yeah, it feels a lot better than it does in there.
Oh, my God! And I'm going to go in.
All right.
Quickly.
I would follow Keth in if he goes in, yeah.
Anyone else?
Said might as well.
Ash, are you going in?
Before I go in, I'm expending 3 sorcery points for a level 2 spell slot to cure myself of poison.
Cool. Darth, Felomir, and Finch, give me charisma saves as you walk into the room.
12.
14.
6.
God.
Oh, nice.
Felomir, Darth, you also feel calm and at ease. Honestly, more comfortable inside than outside. Finch, an anger rushes over you. Everyone is an enemy. Give me initiatives.
You lied! I hate this room!
Keth, Doroth, and Felomir, you have entered a room that made you feel calm and at ease. Astra did not enter the room, staying behind, prepping to heal herself of the poisoned condition. Finch, jealous of the 3 entering the room feeling a state of comfort, you quickly rushed in, but you did not feel this way. You actually are overwhelmed with a sense of paranoia. Everyone to you is now an enemy. In a straight line going down the hallway, you see the back of Felomir, Doroth, and Keth. Astra is guarding the exit. You feel the need to attack, but who?
I'm just going to have, like, this look come in my eyes and, like, almost looking down at my feet and then, like, slowly raise up with, like, a blank stare, unblinking, and just take out my bow. And I'm just going to try and shoot through all of them.
Oh,
they're all in a straight line, so that's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
All right.
I'm not going to say a word.
So, yeah, it is a surprise attack. So the first person you see in front of you is Felomir. So you will get advantage against Felomir.
What sucks is we're feeling great. We're just
killing our vibe now.
I'm going to pretty much use everything on
do
this,
it.
Too, because, I mean, I'm going crazy. So I'm also going to do the mini shot, and then I'm also going to do the sharpshooter.
You're
going to
fucking kill me. You're going to kill me.
I mean, right? I mean, this is what you would do.
This is what you would do.
Oh, my God.
And he got advantage.
So this will just be regular,
so
then.
Just regular.
Yeah.
This is so poetic. Like, all the things.
All the times you've told him to do sharpshooter when he didn't want to.
So then the first one.
Oh, my God.
It's a hit.
Will it be a... Do I do the minus 5 to this, though, right?
It doesn't matter. You hit me.
What is your AC, Felomir?
13.
Yeah, you probably hit.
Okay. Well, then we'll... He'll know, then. Definitely. Okay, there's another one. One miss.
That's a miss.
And then, so 3 hit.
Yeah.
Bro.
Sharpshooter adds how much damage per arrow?
Plus 10. 10.
Currently, without rolling any dice, I have 7 HP.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
Yep, someone's going down in the first round.
Oh, no. All right.
So I need the 1d8.
Let me start getting my spells ready.
I guess I didn't do Hunter's Mark any of that, so I'm gonna just let that be.
Yeah, you got sneak attack.
Which is a 6. And that's just on one of them though, right?
Correct. And you got, I guess you got Colossus Slayer because I'm injured.
Oh shit, are you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're down.
All right, 7. Wait.
So I need to roll.
Just roll. You gotta roll.
16.
Okay. That's 12, 16, 26.
Oh, shit. Yeah, with the plus 10.
26.
And the other two is going to be at least a minimum of 30. So 56 damage.
So that's 15, another 16.
16, and then roll
Wait,
one more.
Hold on. I'm probably wrong about that.
17 plus 4, 21. And then roll one more D8. Four. So 25 plus 15 is 40 plus 26 is 66 damage.
So are you down?
I had 49 HP.
Okay.
Oh my god.
All right. So then you release four arrows, one skipping across the wall and going far past your vision, Keth. And three other arrows just lay into your back, Felomir. And you fall face first unconscious. And now I need initiatives from the four of you that are still up.
Crit.
What? Of course.
You're all gonna
of
die.
Of course.
Finch, you're up first.
All right. So I guess who is next after Felomir?
Dorth.
All right. Do I still have sneak attack since I won the initiative and they're still facing the wrong way? Or do they know now?
No, they know what's happening. Okay. So you do not have advantage or sneak attack.
All right. Well, I'm just going to do the same thing, only I just won't have the advantage or sneak attack.
So you're doing mini shot again?
Yeah.
With sharpshooter?
Might as well.
Might as well.
I'm going to turn around and I guess you use...
Use your tiny hut.
No. Like, I can't do that yet. But... I'm going to try to role play it. I'm going to turn around and use cutting words.
Okay.
Finch, what are you doing?
That is not going to rhyme. He does not have the time or the presence of mind to make that rhyme.
Cutting words is every attack or just one in turn?
I want to say it's just for one attack roll.
Yeah, it's one arrow. All right. So the first arrow, you will have a minus of a D8?
Yes.
Do you want to roll it or do you want him to?
I'm... fucking rolling it.
So what's going on?
I'm not gonna fucking tell you.
Yeah, you just roll.
All right, so you're doing mini shot, you said.
Yeah, and sharpshooter, so it'll be disadvantaged.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, roll two d20s.
Oh, both threes. Okay.
That's a miss.
Yeah.
Second one was a 12.
What's your AC, Dorth?
My AC is 16.
Okay.
All right. So that's a miss.
Let's try this again. Well, that's good. All right. Yeah, two and a three. Man. God, I'm sucking right now.
It's an 11.
Oh, and there's a crit miss, so I'm not going to do any worse than that.
And I almost want to roleplay a little bit. Like, him saying that, like, I almost kind of, like, twitch and, like, get flashes in my head. Like, what am I doing? But then I also still can't stop myself.
Okay.
But that's me trying to hopefully not shoot my friends, I think.
Yeah, you're trying against it. You're pushing as hard as you can to not shoot your friends. After Finch, it is Kath's turn.
Finch, what are you doing?
And I'm going to jump over Dorth and tackle Finch and try to grapple him.
All right. Give me an athletic check versus your athletic check as well.
This is the fight right here. Keth versus Finch, dude.
25.
24.
Oh! Wow. I was like, oh, shit. Finch ain't going to go down.
All right, Keth, you have grappled him and pushed him to the floor. And he's like, we'll say like your arms are like to your side and he's bear hugging you on the ground prone.
I'm sick of this fucking prison!
After Keth, we're on to Dorth.
You joked about it, but that is exactly what I'm going to do. I am going to step up next to Felomir's limp body and throw up a hut.
All right.
Because he cannot enter it.
Yep. All right.
It's just going to be the two of us in the hut, and I'm going to try to help him on our next turn, I guess. So I'm going to cast Leoman's Tiny Hut.
Okay. After Dorth, we are on to Astra.
Yeah, I'm just standing in the hall just with my jaw dropped to the floor. Are they charmed?
Finch is charmed, yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, everyone's charmed that's in the room.
Okay.
Just those three have positive charm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to use a level 3 spell slot to cast Calm Emotions.
So you need to take a charisma saving throw? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
All right. So take a charisma saving throw, Finch, if you're doing it just to him.
17.
What's your spell save, DC?
13.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Finch, you're still angry. But guess what? It's the end of the whole turn, and Finch, you no longer feel angry. The three of you don't feel good at all anymore either. You're just normal.
It just stops like that
for one turn.
Well, I just feel bad.
Stupid. Wow.
I feel dead.
I don't feel it, good or bad.
I was going to headbutt Kevin.
It depends on what you believe, I guess.
Can you hear what's going on outside of the hut?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they can see everything too. As soon as, I don't know, I guess everything calms down, I'm just going to call out, Felomir? Doroth?
And I'll just shake.
Oh my god. Oh my god. What are you doing?
Happened?
I don't know. Something came over me. Something about this room.
You just almost killed Felomir.
I'm sorry, man. Felomir, I'm going to try and like.
Where is he?
And then crane my neck around him, try and get an eye on him. I'll see like three arrows sticking out of his back. I'm like, no!
Well, you actually don't see any.
You don't see anything. You see a black wall from the limb.
Yeah, sure.
I am going to kneel over Felomir.
It's okay, buddy. I can help you.
I'm going to use a cure wounds. Doroth makes things better. Please make things better. Make things better. I'm going to cast it at level 4. Nice, 21.
Is there a plus?
Yeah, plus 3. So 24.
Okay.
24 HP. Nice.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right, so Felomir, you're back up and become conscious. You're still in Leoman's tiny hut.
And are the arrows still sticking out of my back?
Yeah, they probably are. No, we'll say the healing effect pushed them out and sealed the wounds.
Okay.
Let me up, kid. Let me up, Felomir.
I'll let him go.
I'm gonna like run over and start banging on the hut. I'm sorry, Felomir. I'm gonna like reach in my pocket. I got like 7 greater healing potions. I'm gonna grab 2 out and be like, Felomir, take these.
What happened?
Finch shot you.
What?
He shot you 3 times. I saw it. It was strange, actually. It was very strange.
I don't think y'all can hear them, right?
That's what I would think. I was going to ask, though.
Okay.
But we can see outside the hut, right? We can see him, like, banging on it.
I think so.
We can see everything outside. Why did he shoot me?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Y'all don't feel good anymore either, by the way. Like, y'all
just normal.
The entire effect has just completely gone away for everybody.
Well, we feel comfortable. At least.
Oh, yeah. Y'all feel good.
Yeah. Feels great in here.
And it's dry in the air.
It's dry, yeah.
Oh, did you say there was air, Dave?
Yeah,
there's air in the hut.
Oh.
It's comfortable and dry.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And part of being comfortable, I would think, means air.
shit cozy in the hut.
Huh. How about that? Mm.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit here for a minute.
Yes, we're going to stay here away from everyone else. Because I don't trust that man. I'm going to point at him.
I'm still going to be thinking, let me in. I'm sorry. I got greater healing potions. I can help.
I'm out of it. I'm just going to sit there for a good, like,
all right,
5 minutes at least.
So
can Astra assume that the room was charmed?
Yeah, you can assume that at this point.
Okay.
And you probably don't want to enter it.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop down to my knees and kind of put my hands in my face. Super bummed about this.
Are you crying?
I mean, I don't want to say I'm sobbing, but like I definitely have watery eyes and I'm like super disappointed in myself.
I'm going to look at Astra as I'm kind of standing over her Finch and I'm going to say,
is this some kind of magic?
Seems like this room was charmed somehow. I mean, I didn't enter it and I haven't had the effects that you guys seem to have had. What did it feel like?
Felt great for me.
Felt like blind rage.
I know that feeling. And I'll put my hand on his shoulder.
I appreciate the comfort of his hand on my shoulder. To feel that I still have a friend after what I've just done.
All right, I want to poke my head, just my head, out of the dome.
All right, so Finch, you see a head come out of the dome.
I'm just going to kind of look at him, and he'll see like my watery eyes. And I just want to lift up my 2 greater healing potions, but like, please give him these.
I'm going to like shift my eyes back and forth and just snatch one out of his hand and go back in the hut.
Just one, not both?
Yes.
Okay.
Here, you should take this.
Okay.
And hand it to him.
I will drink this potion. For 13, I am healing.
Nice. So that brings you up to 37?
37. Well, okay. I guess we should go out now. And I'll just get up and like slowly shuffle, like old man, like shuffle out of the hut.
With slippers just scratching
the
floor.
Yeah, with slippers
the
on. Bathrobe.
I'm staying.
As soon as I see Felomir, I'm going to stand up and like try and grab him by the shoulders, just look him in the eyes, be like, I'm so sorry. And then bring him in and just, like, embrace him.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. What happened now?
Asher says the room was charmed or something, and I guess it worked good for you guys, but not for me. Here, please, take this. Now I'm going to give him another greater healing potion.
Well, that makes sense. It's okay. I got some.
Just take it. I insist.
Okay. And I'll drink it. For 14 more.
Nice. You almost a full?
Nope. No. I'm at 51 out of 72.
All right.
And I guess while that exchange is going on, I'm going to take a look around the room.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say.
Are you going in, Astro?
No.
Okay.
I was just going to hang back, but I was going to suggest that they take a look around and get the hell out of that room.
So, Dorothy, you still have the hut up, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. You can't get past the hut.
You can't get past the hut right now, Kath.
Oh, how big is that hut?
You have 10 feet into the cell block before the wall of the hut.
Man, that was a good roll, too.
Well, you can investigate two cells.
Yeah, you investigate two cells. What's your investigation check?
20.
You do not find anything.
I am going to dispel the hut now. And okay. I just want to be standing there staring at Finch.
I'm just going to kind of stare at him back with my sad eyes.
The hut is dispelled. Does anyone want to investigate now?
Yes, now further? That the hut is down, I will move past the two cells that I've looked in
okay. And
keep looking.
All right.
I'm flustered and I'm going to audibly say, I don't want to be in here anymore, and just kind of turn around with my head hung low and just go out to the middle of the room and sit down.
12.
All right. You start to investigate the room further, or the cell block further, and you do not find anything.
I'm not seeing anything in here.
I want to walk out but never turn my back on Finch.
All right. Oh, and there is 1 foot of water on the ground. So
whatever. I'll be sitting in it. I don't care about anything.
Yeah,
right
you're soaked anyways from the tidal waves.
So. Oh, yeah.
I guess I'll kind of shuffle around the room, see
okay. What's
up. See what's up. For 12.
You also do not find anything.
I'll detect magic.
You scan the area with your detect magic, and you do find a small coin sitting on a bed underneath the pillow, and it does have the arcane rune in it. Not in it.
Here it is, I say, and I'll pick it up.
Oh, good. Let's get the hell out of here.
Okay. I'll walk back into the center room. I'll see Finch there, and I'll be like, it's okay, Finch. I forgive you.
I don't know. I kind of look at him. Really?
Yeah, it wasn't your fault. You were charmed.
Thank you for understanding. I would never, in a million years, do anything to hurt any of you.
I know.
I'll kind of
get right,
a little.
Buddy.
I'll get a little lighter after that.
I'll give him a little pat on his shoulder.
Taking a couple deep breaths.
All right.
Let's get out of here.
Please.
And I'll just walk over to the hatch and put the coin in.
All right. So you're gonna do it from underneath the water?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure.
Okay.
It's only a foot of water, right?
Yeah. It's only a foot of water. So you put the coin in, and it blows up and then melds into the hatch, and you lift it?
I will attempt to lift it, yeah.
Okay, give me a strength check.
7.
You have difficulty lifting it.
You just died. Somebody help him with that.
I got it.
And I'll attempt
man.
To lift the hatch.
I can do it.
I don't need any help.
24.
All right, you definitely easily lift the hatch, and everyone else is fine, but Dorothy, you only weigh 1 pound.
This is true.
I need you to do a strength save to hold against the water.
Oh, God.
You getting flushed?
That is a that is a critical miss.
You get toilet bowled. because, Kath, you are opening the hatch, I will give you a dexterity save to try and catch him.
13.
I'll say that's a success. It's easy to grab because it's a 3 foot like wide hole and he's coming right at you. So you just grab onto him as he's like obviously being sucked in. and you hold him and pull him up. All the water that's on this level just goes down the hatch and goes to the next level.
Careful there, little guy.
I'll send him back down.
I'm fine, thank you. And I'll brush myself off.
So there's no water in this room now that we're still in?
Yeah, there's no... Well, I mean, it's like little puddles everywhere because yeah. We won't say the floor is completely flat, but it's just metal patching. So there's like puddles, but yeah, it's pretty empty.
So I'll step up and go down first if no one else does.
All right, so you start going down the ladder, and who's after that?
I'll go after him.
I will be next.
I will be last.
So Asher, you're fourth. All right, so the five of you climb down this 60-foot ladder to level 3 of the prison.
Hey, companions. It's time for a mid-roll, and I am here to tell you that I have been hard at work making some content. First off, I don't know exactly when it's going to release, but I am very close to completing the remaster of Episode 6, so be sure to keep an eye out on our social media for the announcement of that episode. Also, it has been mentioned before, but Episode 2 has been remastered and released already, so if you want to relive the start of the story, go on back and give it a listen. I'm pretty proud of what I was able to do with remastering that one. Also, all of the music that goes into these remasters, I plan on releasing onto the D. Cole Music YouTube page. So if you search D. Cole Music, all one word, on YouTube, you will find my YouTube channel. I'm currently at like 62 subscribers, and I get a custom URL at 100 subscribers. So I would really appreciate it if you jumped on that. Please go over to D. Cole Music on YouTube and subscribe. Also, hit that notification bell or whatever. I don't know how YouTube works. So, you know, do your thing there. So there is a global pandemic going on right now, and this will go into the histories and hopefully forgotten at some point during this podcast. So if you're hearing this far in the future, maybe we've completely forgotten about the coronavirus. But we are still planning to stream our recordings on Twitch for now. We are being very cautious, though, and it's possible that we will eventually need to cancel the stream altogether until this pandemic ends. But for now, we are comfortable with recording. Again, we are being very cautious, and things could change in an instant for us, but for now, we will be streaming. One of the things that will be changing about the Twitch stream eventually, though, is Colby, our behind-the-screens guy that runs all the sound effects and everything during the stream. He's in the military, and he will be involved in some of the coronavirus quarantine processes. I don't know what he exactly does. But when he starts that, I've told him he's not welcome in my house until this is all clear and I have a vaccine or something like that. So, yes, we are being cautious and we are comfortable with streaming. That might change at some point and recordings may get delayed. We do have up to episode 78 recorded right now. So you can expect our biweekly schedule to continue for quite a while. Plus, there is going to be some cutscenes and stuff after Wave Break. Outside of that, though, I recently have updated our category listings in Apple to be more reflective of who we are, but this caused us to drop off all of the charts on Apple. We recently kind of climbed back up into the charts, but we need to get back up there to, you know, promote everything. If somebody starts scrolling through the top charts and they see us, then they might give us a shot. So if you have an Apple device, please, please, please go over and drop us a 5-star rating and review. The review process actually does matter. But we don't know exactly how it matters, but it does do something. And if you don't have an Apple device, I know there's a way to do it from iTunes on a computer, but I don't know exactly how that works. I still need to look into the process so that maybe I can give our listeners some instructions. But I don't know exactly what that is. So for now, if you don't want to try and figure it out yourself, just borrow a device from a friend, maybe your mom or your dad or your girlfriend, boyfriend's friend, whoever has an Apple device, and you can just borrow it from them real quick and put in a review. And if it is during the time of the coronavirus, maybe have them handle it so you're not touching their phone that they put up to their face. We'd be super appreciative, though, if you can figure out a way to make that happen. And lastly, I'm going to give some shout outs to our current Patreon supporters. First up, Colby Parker, Kevin McEwen, Andrew Odell, Samuel Moore, Joshua Story, Plutorch, a.k.a. Jacob Williams, Deidre Cole, yep, that's right, Wife Supports the Podcast, Adam Wright, Evan Wiley, Keith No Last Name Foyston, still don't know how to say the last name, but Caitlin Roll, Damian Roll, Roel, Rule, I'm going to go with Rule this time, Dave Schmittener, Chase Rim, Jonathan Harden, Jason Kachuk, Lucas Duff, Jeremy Kleinhands, The Geek Life, Diana Deli, and Mars Langford, and Jeremy Lin. These three are our most recent subscribers. And thank you to all of you who are actively supporting the podcast right now. If you can't afford it, I understand. Believe me, these are rough times, and we all are doing what we can to support all the people that we love. But if you can find a single dollar, throw them our way. And that's pretty much all I have to say. If you are listening to this during this global pandemic, I know you want to believe that it's not that big a deal, but it really is. I work in medical software for my day job. I have family that in the medical fields, and it truly is a big deal. If you think that you can go out because you're a healthy person and your healthy self will not affect others, you're wrong. If you accidentally carry the virus and you don't know it for 14 days, during that 14 days that you did not know you had the virus, if you're out and about, you can spread it. Please, please do not go out and about if it's not mandatory for you. Stay home, just like everyone else is trying to do. Spend as much time as you can at home. Maybe clean the oven, do some dishes, deep clean under the cabinets. Do something other than go out. It really benefits everyone who has elderly people in their lives, autoimmune people in their lives. It matters. And all of you matter to us. And so we don't want to affect you. So we are also doing our best to not possibly spread the virus. So thank you for considering what you can do. I know if you have a job that requires you to be there and you need to make money, obviously do what you can, do what you have to. But if your company is saying, hey, we're going to take part in this social distancing thing, go home, stay home, then maybe that makes sense. Maybe you should stay home. But either way, I appreciate all of you who listen and support us, and we will continue to try and bring you as much joy as we can during these dark times. Because let's be real, it's dark out there. All right, y'all. Mid-roll over. Let's get back to the episode.
Now, before we go opening doors, I would like to inspect all the handles to see if any of them are locked.
Okay. Well, first obstacle you come across is that there is now 4 feet of water in the center room from all of the water up on level 2 coming down from into the center room of level 3.
Am I floating?
We'll say you're still on the ladder because there hasn't been a decision about how to handle it.
Okay.
But Finch, you get close to the surface of the water and you see it's just like... You can't see the floor because of the surface of the water.
Guys, it's pretty deep down here. I guess I'll step off into it, though, to at least get an idea.
Okay, so yeah, you just climb down the ladder, like going into a pool, and it's 4 feet, so you are like, it's up to your chest whenever you get all the way down.
Dorth, I don't think you're going to be able to stand down here.
Would anyone like to volunteer your back that I may ride upon it?
Sure, Dorth.
I am just a little man.
I'll just wait by the ladder for him to climb down.
Okay, so everyone's getting into the water then?
Yeah.
All right. So everyone is chest high in the water. Finch, you go from door to door while you're waiting for everyone to get down to see if you can inspect each handle. Through the water, give me an investigation check.
11.
Are you going to try and like touch the handle and turn it or to see if it's also locked or just trying to inspect the...
I guess I'm going to jiggle the handle because I'm assuming a locked door is probably the door we want to go in.
Okay.
And I'm trying to not open all the doors.
All right. Finch, 3A. The door is at 9 o'clock and you jiggle it and it appears to be locked. Door 3B, it is at 9 o'clock and locked. Door C, 9 o'clock and unlocked. So you can like go down to, you can jiggle further than you have the other ones. Door 3D is 9 o'clock and locked.
Turn to my companions and kind of like point at the three different doors. Like, these doors all seem to be locked. And then I'll point at the last door. Like, this one is unlocked. I feel like we need to start trying to open these doors a little more carefully based on the air pressure in here. Do we think we're going to find what we want behind locked doors or unlocked doors?
Actually, I might have an idea.
Okay, what's that?
And I want to walk up, like, to, we'll say 1A.
Okay.
And cast detect magic. Like, I'm going to press myself up against the door and cast detect magic to see if I can detect anything from this side of the door.
What's the range on that?
It's 30 feet.
It's 3A.
It says, you sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of you.
Okay. I'm just reading ahead real quick, because I'm assuming you want to do this at each door.
Yes, I do.
So if you do it to door A, I'm assuming, and you don't find anything, I'm assuming you're going to go to the next one, right?
Yes, okay. I am.
So you go to all four doors, and you are unable to detect any magic within 30 feet from the door.
Well, I didn't detect anything from this side of the door, so...
And I will say that every key you have found has been in the back of the cell block, and it's a 40-foot hallway.
Mm. Yeah. Or the shot. I didn't sense anything. It's probably... It must be further than I can detect. So I guess we're going to have to open some doors.
Has everything that we found been behind a locked door?
Well, at least the first unlocked door we found had the undead in it.
I don't know if there's a correlation between the lock and what we'll find inside.
But why are some doors locked and some unlocked? What does it mean?
It's a good question.
So I assume that's just how the prison was left when it was abandoned.
Why was it abandoned?
Well, that's when they were saying the pirates, when they were in prison, and then they eventually had the revolt and just kind of got out, I guess.
Yeah, lore-wise, just, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember, but okay. Some people obviously were still here.
Well, I mean, they were prisoners, so they must not have been able to get out.
Or their pirate companions did not want them to get out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or they might have been guards that got locked in there.
Or they didn't have a key.
I will put my ear against the unlocked door and see if I hear anything behind it.
All right, give me a perception check.
22.
You do not hear anything.
Oh, don't hear anything behind this door.
Based off of that, I would like to have the idea to go just knock on the doors just to see if any of them sound like they're filled up with water instead of being an open room where you would hear like an echo.
Okay.
From the knock.
Give me a perception check.
19.
It sounds like it is hollow on the other side.
All of them?
All of them. They all have the same sound.
Okay, well, I don't think any of them are going to be filled up with water.
I don't really think we have any other choice but to open one.
Well, the unlocked door seems to be the only one that is different. Should we start there?
That sounds good to me.
All right, same as last time. And I'll look at Philomere.
Same as last time.
I'll put up my shield and slowly open the door.
All right, so you're in 4 feet of water. And which door is it? A?
C, the unlocked door.
C, the unlocked door.
And since I'm on Ket's back, I'm just going to put my my arms up.
All right, so give me a strength save, everyone.
Nice.
18.
Sorry, Dorth. Crit miss.
Crit.
18.
25.
Dorth saves Keth.
Yeah. Like, how does this work?
Oh, I'll tell you exactly how it works.
Oh, no.
Hello again, companions. I forgot to mention that this episode and the next couple episodes were recorded during our all-day stream for D&D Extra Life. That day, we met our goal for funding, and we were so stoked about it. Thank you to all that were able to join us that day and donate to such a great cause. Some episodes did not have clear-cut endings, though, so on top of that, I did not get to edit as much as I wanted for this episode. So this week, you are getting this segment. And next week, on March 26th, you will receive the next episode. It will include another Ziv segment at the beginning, and then no recap, and then the continuation of Wavebreak. And here's a goof from this episode so far.
Steven, I thought your Nas was a Sparks.
What's a Sparks?
It's been a long time since I've seen one of those.
The energy beer?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Okay. They were awful.
That was some good underage drinking.
Some good underage drinking.
I don't think I ever had one after 21.
Nope.